This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Another big day in Trump land. Lots of stuff going on. I think 99% of it great for Donald Trump, but 1% is named Roseanne Barr, and it's not good for Trump. It's not good for you or me. It's not good for the conservative movement. It's not good for anyone who believes in liberty. It's not good for patriots. It's not good for Tea Partiers. It's not good for anyone because the left was on the run. We had them on the run. We had them on the run. And all the news is good for us, and she makes a stupid mistake late at night, midnight last night. I'm sure she was drunk. I guarantee you she was drunk off her you-know-what. And she's trying to be funny, and we know she's outrageous. We know she's the same stupid comedian that grabbed her crotch during the National Anthem, or was the Star-Spangled Banner, yeah, National Anthem. So we know she's a strange, wacko woman in the first place who has a weird sense of humor. A raunchy sense of humor. But she's not a conservative, but she's portrayed herself as a Trump conservative with a new show. And, of course, she's gotten us all in trouble now because now the liberals have come out because they had nothing. They had pupkis. They had nothing to go after us with. Everything was them. And now she gave them something. She said something that sounded racist as hell last night at 12 midnight, comparing Valerie Jarrett, Obama's vicious commie woman. I can't stand her. She was his chief of staff, and I believe she's the most over-the-top Marxist, communist, socialist, Muslim sympathizer in the history of the world. And she was responsible for so many vicious things. I believe, I think, my opinion, including going after me with the IRS. I guarantee you it was Valerie Jarrett that sent the IRS after me, tried to ruin my life. That would mean she should be in prison for committing real crimes. What Roseanne did was not a crime. It was a little vicious, it was a little racist, it was uncalled for. You don't compare Valerie Jarrett's looks to a gorilla, you know, I mean, it was just terrible. You can't do that to Planet of the Apes. You can't do that. I'm sorry. You cannot, ever, ever, ever. Conservatives don't stoop to that level. We're not racist. They're the racists. So to make us look like racists was a terrible mistake by Roseanne. And it's so clear ABC was looking for any excuse in the world to fire Roseanne and cancel their show. They were scared to death and embarrassed in liberal Hollywood they ever put a conservative, quote-unquote, show, or at least a show that shows some conservative point of view on the air. So they were looking for any excuse to A, fire her, and B, to fire the show, terminate the show, and C, to an excuse to call all of us racists. And Roseanne gave it to them. I am very careful to not talk about the color of people's skin, but rather talk about the color of their politics. If you are red for communist, I don't like you. You're radical. You're out of control. And I point out the reasons why I'm right. I don't just make it up. I don't call a roundabout, you know, everyday liberals communists. I call communists communists. Someone who really believes the Communist Manifesto is a communist. And so I call people what they are. Marxist, communist, socialist, radical. But I don't call them based on their race. I don't say they look like Planet of the Apes. That's ridiculous. Having said that, they were looking for an excuse to cancel Roseanne. Having said that, liberals say so much worse every day. Having said that, liberals say specifically they want to murder, assassinate Donald Trump. Having said that, Hollywood celebrities have talked about fantasizing about assassinating Trump. Hollywood celebrities have compared Trump to an orangutan. Isn't that a gorilla? Isn't that Planet of the Apes? Same thing. Look at what they say about Huckabee Sanders, that poor girl. Nicest girl in the world. One of my friends knows her very well. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a spokesman for Donald Trump. The horrible things Hollywood people have said about her. And they get away with that, and it's okay. But on the other hand, saying Planet of the Apes, she should have apologized. I believe she did. And they should have told her, you can't say things like that. They're wrong. And that's the end of the story. But I don't see liberal TV shows being canceled. I don't see Saturday Night Live being canceled for all the disgusting things they've said about Donald Trump. I don't see The View being canceled for all the disgusting things they say about Donald Trump. I don't see the evening news on NBC canceled. I don't see MSNBC canceled, every show on their network, for disgusting, racist, horrible, prejudiced, biased things they say against Donald Trump and Republicans in general, and white Republicans and deplorables. Why, I don't understand. Hillary called all white people who voted for Trump deplorables. Why is that different than what Roseanne said? What Roseanne said was disgusting. What Hillary said was disgusting. But nobody on the left recognizes that disgusting. And they want to paint us all as a bunch of racist rednecks with no teeth. And Roseanne gave them the opening and ruined her career. Ruined it. I mean, not just the show canceled, not just everyone in Hollywood hates her, but her own agent dropped her today. So her career is done. Now, does it matter? Now, she's got millions in the bank. Doesn't matter. But she brought disrepute upon all of us. So I'm not even mad at ABC or liberals this time. I'm mad at Roseanne for saying something so stupid, for comparing a black person to the Planet of the Apes. You don't do it. You can't do it. You shouldn't do it. Never do it. Don't even go there. Don't even get involved in the race of somebody. Because the race of Valerie Jarrett isn't what makes her so over-the-top, radical, liberal, communist, Marxist. She's just a bad person with views that are antithetical to everything I believe in, every Republican believes in, every Trumper believes in, every Tea Party believes in, every conservative believes in, and the Founding Fathers believed in. Valerie Jarrett is antithetical to everything I believe in my life, in my bones. I can't stand the woman, but I've never discussed her being black or the way she looks compared to an orangutan. How stupid, or a gorilla, or an ape, or whatever the hell she's comparing it to. It's dumb. But I do want to say, why is it okay for Bill Maher to compare Donald Trump to an orangutan, an ape? Right? Why is that right? It's a double standard that continues to go on, and we keep losing our careers, and they don't lose theirs. And by the way, my belief is nobody should lose their career over words. Actions, yes. You kill somebody, you hurt someone, you try and stab someone, that's why you lose a career. But in America, with this free speech, you should not lose a career because your words. On the other hand, if the private market and capitalism rules, then that's okay. If everybody boycotts Roseanne's show, that's okay. But the reality is, I think most people watching Roseanne's show would have kept watching Roseanne's show. I think ABC made a big mistake. All the controversy from this would have made it the hottest show in America again. As a matter of fact, what's going to happen is someone with a brain at another network is going to buy Roseanne's show from ABC, which probably you could buy for a nickel at this point. They'd probably give it to you for free just to take it off their hands and say they don't own it anymore. And they're going to put it on the air, and it's going to have 20 million viewers every week. If you're smart, you'll pick up Roseanne's show. Despite her incredibly idiotic, and yes, Wayne Root will be quoted as saying racist things to say. Yes, comparing a black person to Planet of the Apes is racist, even though I despise Valerie Jarrett. It is racist, and it's wrong. And she was dumb for saying it. But here's what I'm really mad at. It overshadowed some of the most important news stories of the day. Tommy Robinson, the journalist and activist in the UK, was arrested, imprisoned, and there was a government-ordered media blackout. No one in the UK, not one media, was allowed to even talk about it. I've never heard of such a thing. That should be the most important news story in the world. Not in America, but in the world today. That if they don't like what you say, governments can arrest you on the spot, not allow you a lawyer, put a hearing in front of a judge with no lawyer present, and send you to 13 months in jail, and send them off to a terrible prison. Overnight this happened. Over the weekend. And then tell the news media you're not allowed to talk about it. That's England today. Tommy Robinson's imprisonment, arrest, and trial without a lawyer and imprisonment. And then the media blackout should be the number one news story in America. And because of Roseanne, it's not. Let me tell you what else should be the number one news story in America. Hundreds of FBI agents vow to expose Obama and Comey. Hundreds of FBI agents believe the fix was in. And the entire United States government was out to destroy Trump. And guess who was a big part of it? Guess who? London to Langley spy ring. The roots of Obamagate become clearer. It's all about a collusion, not between Russia and Trump, but between London, England, and their version of the CIA, their spies, and America's CIA spies and the FBI, and Obama and Hillary. They tried to collude to influence the American election. That should be the biggest news story. And Trump hammering Mueller and his team of 13 angry Democrats in an epic tweet storm. That should be the biggest news story in America. And 8 people killed, 25 wounded in shootings in Chicago should be the biggest news story in America. Does anyone care about black people being murdered every day on the streets of Chicago by other black people? Does that matter to anybody? In a city controlled 100% by Democrats? It should. And how about liberals over the weekend trying to blame Trump for awful photos of a migrant detention center with children in a cage? And the picture was from the year 2014 when Obama was president of the United States. That should be the biggest news story in America. Children in cages under Obama. Never came out under Obama. Now the picture comes out and they try and blame Trump. And how about 3 out of 4 GOP voters approve of Trump's handling of immigration? That should be a lead story in the news. 77% of conservatives love the job Trump's doing on immigration. 85% of the people who voted for Trump love the job he's doing. 76% of self-identified Republicans love the job he's doing. And a new GOP ad comes out destroying the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, where she defends MS-13. What did I tell you? I told all of you it's the biggest issue in America that's going to win for us in 18 and 20. Just show videos of Democrats defending MS-13 killers and saying they aren't so terrible, they aren't animals. And it's coming out. That should be the biggest news story that Roseanne ruined for all of us. Be right back.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back on a very Roseanne Barr-ish day. That's all anybody wants to talk about. We'll get to her in just a second. I've got Megan Barth in studio. We'll get to Megan. We'll talk about Roseanne. I do have to do the normal open of the show, which I always do in segment two of hour one, that you are tuned into Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network, your relentless Trump warrior, and another great Trump day other than Roseanne. You're a conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, patriot, American-born, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and their flagship station, KBET in Dallas, Texas. KBDT in Dallas, Texas. Big Dallas Talk. KBDT in Dallas, Texas. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Only 100 get it each time. And by the way, they've been in business 30 years. The number one product has beaten the Dow 3-1 since 1970. 800-780-9000. The most caller-friendly show in America. Call line 833-WAR-TALK. And just for today, we've got a two-hour show on Newsmax TV. Very special edition. Expanded to 2 hours of Wayne Root on Newsmax TV. So starting in the next hour, you can start calling in. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com, and my Twitter handle, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. Now, we've got Megan Barth in studio. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. And how do people tweet you? Do you have a Twitter handle?
Yeah, same Twitter handle, @ReaganBabe, and @ReaganBabe.com on Facebook.
All right, @ReaganBabe.
I'm just tweeting right now.
She's tweeting right now probably about Roseanne, I would say.
Correct.
and about the fact that this was a great news day for us and we should be dominating for the 9,000th day in a row. And Roseanne interrupted it all, right?
Yeah, can I just start out by saying that I didn't work all weekend, which is highly unusual for me.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday mornings, I start at 5 a.m. with radio. Today, I actually could sleep in until 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the night's one.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming into today, flowers under my feet, all refreshed, relaxed, ready to tackle the news since this press tweeted out a picture of immigrant children in cages and attributed it to Trump.
Which was Obama's attribution.
Which, in fact, was Obama. So I'm just thinking it's going to be a great news day.
Mm-hmm.
And then a drunk Roseanne starts to tweet.
Did she say she was drunk? Because I'm assuming
no,
she was drunk.
No, but it's midnight.
Late night. She was drinking.
We know that Roseanne tips the bottle.
Yes.
And if she thought it was funny, it fell real flat, real fast.
Well, listen, it cost her tens of millions of dollars. Not even millions. Tens of millions?
You know
how about all the people that work with her? I feel bad for her husband on TV and the kids on TV and all the other people behind the camera and the working men and women on the set. They're all ruined because of her. One tweet.
Right.
And the show's canceled.
And she apologized, and of course, that apology is going to go nowhere. It didn't go anywhere for Laura Ingraham, even though she said a child whined. You know, newsflash, children whine. But this was a distasteful joke, or whatever it was she intended. Who the heck knows? But you don't make jokes like that at any time, especially
but
midnight.
But she's a raunchy comedian.
Of course she is.
So she's
That's
no conservative. She's a raunchy comedian.
No, but she gave red meat to the press, which had none.
And by the way, the things they say about Trump on Saturday Night Live are just as bad as what she said. Just as bad. But see, no liberal would ever admit that. Because if they say that's racist and that's just attacking a man, they'd say that's the distinction between the two.
We have Keith Olbermann, hired by Disney, who owns ABC.
Was he just rehired?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So are those ABC values, Keith Olbermann? It must be. Because when you look at the filth that Hollywood protects and executives at entertainment companies protect, much like Harvey Weinstein, yet you have Roseanne, who apologized, and you know what I thought would be interesting is if they did a show based around her night last night, whereby she wakes up with a hangover, looks at her Twitter account or something or whatever happened, and it goes through that she lost her job, right? It would make for a fascinating... And I remember Roseanne shows actually used to be like that sometimes. And there are other comedic shows that pull in the reality because the characters are that much more real. I think it could make money, and I think she deserves to do a show about it.
Well, I mean, this show itself may come back on another network. If someone's smart, they'd get 20 million viewers. By the way, just based on the controversy, the negative, racist controversy going on today, she'd have 40 million viewers the first time she came back. So someone will probably have the brains to buy it out of ABC's vault and put it on another network, probably an obscure network, something like, you know, a UPN network or something, very small. Maybe Sinclair Media could put it up on their network and get away with it. But I don't think NBC, CBS, ABC will ever go near it. We all understand that. But there's still money to be made with Roseanne. Trust me, that show was a huge hit. Until ABC started screwing with it, making it more liberal, it was a huge, over-the-top hit. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, will be right back. More with Megan Barton. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Nashville, Tennessee, where he is attending a fundraiser for GOP Senate candidate Marsha Blackburn. Earlier today on Fox News, Blackburn explained how she is able to connect to women voters.
Women are focused primarily on a couple of things. And number one is the economic security issue. And they know that their lives are getting better every single day.
Hit TV show Roseanne was canceled after Roseanne Barr sent out a tweet where she said, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VR. Now, the VR is referring to former President Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett. Barr did apologize for the tweet. Kevin Cate is founder of CateCom, which is a communications firm. He says this is such a shame because the show was hitting so many different topics.
I know they addressed some issues that people wanted to talk about, including opioids and other kind of sensitive issues.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Hurricane season is here, and it's already very active. And that volcano in Hawaii continues to explode. Things getting worse there. Parts of Southern Cal are shaking. FEMA has repeatedly told us over the last few months they will not be able to rescue the unprepared. That is why it's urgent each of us prepare now. I'm actively building my own emergency food supply. I chose to work with these experts at My Patriot Supply. They've been helping millions of folks get prepared for 10 years now. They'll help you every step of the way, just as they did with me. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $57 each. Take action now. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. The food lasts 25 years in storage. Take this step today, and the rest is easy, knowing that you're prepared. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com, 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. All right, so Megan, obviously, Roseanne dominating the headlines. I think there's a lot of better headlines, better for conservatives, but I mean much more important headlines than just Roseanne. But she managed to hijack the whole day, probably drunk, stupid thing to do. But to me, the biggest headline of the day is Tommy Robinson.
Yeah.
You're very well aware of that situation, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me your thoughts on that situation.
This is a problem. But this is what happens when you don't live in the United States, right? I mean, these are the rules of the fascists. This is what happens when you don't have the First Amendment. This is what happens when you don't have freedom of the press. Let's not forget that Barack Obama was actually sued by the AP for his lack of transparency, specifically with FOIA docs. He was also not very press friendly, much like this president. He spied on journalists. And so if we, you know, with the arrest of Tommy Robinson, if the Democrats had their way, they'd be arresting conservatives and Tommy Robinson-like people.
Well, that's why this is perfect for him. Roseanne took them off the hook and out of the headlines for all the terrible things they physically did. In other words, I think actions are more important than words, but they love to put words ahead of actions. Roseanne's words now trumpet real actions, terrible actions by Democrats. Right.
Well, right. And I mean, you have you have Democrats calling for the assassination of a president. You have Democrats like Snoop Dogg highlighting in a video the assassination of a president. You have comedians that are holding decapitated heads of the president. Yet this type of hate speech is protected. It's not considered hate speech by the left. They don't accuse their own ilk of these types of violent statements and threats against a seated president. Why? Because they must agree with it. When NBC, for example, or ABC, for example, hires Keith Olbermann, that would be Disney.
Who's made terrible comments. Awful, vicious comments.
He's called all of us Nazis. This is inflammatory and hateful. He has no basis for which to call us Nazis.
But don't you know what a Democrat would say when you said that? But you are Nazis.
But just because they believe it to be so, does it make it so?
But they believe that's not a bad thing to say about a Republican.
We have the censors of Disney, of ABC, with the most enormous amount of power. The collusion between media and government is something we always point out, because thereby you have propaganda. So we've had this hysteria generated over a stupid tweet that happened nearly a day ago, but yet it's going to carry the headlines because the narrative is everything, and now they can say, see, we found one Trump supporter that was racist. That means they're all, you know, that's just one more that we found.
And you know what the irony is? The person I hate the most in the whole world because of their politics, again, not because of the person, because of their politics, is Valerie Jarrett. So she took the one person we all hate, we all believe was in the middle of every bad thing Obama ever did and believed in, and she made her a hero by saying what she did.
Well,
so that's what I'm always saying. You never say bad things about people's race because you make them a hero and a martyr. Why would you do that?
Well, it's just like Farrakhan. I mean, this weekend at a Sunday service, he literally is asked for the elimination of the white man.
Right.
Now, of course, no one in the audience, because they're all like, yeah, the elimination of the white man, all of his supporters, and then thousands of congregations.
Last I checked, most of the Democratic Party is taking checks from him and likes him and supports him.
Well, and they buried Obama's picture with Farrakhan for years.
And Keith Ellison loves him. We know that.
So you have a public figure by the name of Louis Farrakhan, who's closely associated with the Democrat Party, praised by women's marchers, Linda Sasseur, anti-Semite and radical bigot who just asked for the elimination of the white man.
Right, and nothing. That's no headline.
And that's not a headline.
Nowhere to be found. No, well, we know that. Listen, you can rant it to the night about this. It's just the way it is. It's always going to be this way. It's never going to change. Yet we're winning elections anyway. Because people,
but
thank
this
God.
This is what we need to talk about. And this is
right.
why we talk about
but
it.
But thank
because
God.
Because we aren't going to have the executives at the media companies
right.
even covering this because they believe like the left believes, like Farrakhan believes.
But, I mean, the good news
there's
is
this
we have
right
conservative radio, we have Internet right. for the moment, and because we have that, we have alternatives to ABC, NBC, CBS. They just did this to us, but when you go to our sites, you hear all the other news.
But do
so
we
it's
really,
okay.
But do we really have the Internet?
I said for the moment.
But do we really have it for the moment?
Well, we do for the
moment.
Look
at what just happened to Gateway Pundit. Look at just what happened to Western Journalism. Look at what happened to conservative websites.
No, but I meant you could still go there. I can go to Gateway Pundit, but you're right. It's threatening whether they're going to exist in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're close to going out of business.
And this is what the Democrats want.
Right.
Make no mistake of it.
Right. There's no mistake here.
And the only way they'll get it is to go after the Second Amendment.
But I'd like to know factually what Roseanne said bad besides the idiotic comment about the race of Valerie Jarrett. When she said that Chelsea's married to some jerk, but first she said it was Sora's son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Right.
Got it. But then she changed and said, oh, right, it's just another stupid, corrupt congressman who was in jail. Well, that's correct.
Right.
And Valerie Jarrett, you know, I'm not sure exactly what she said. I can't remember the exact words, but Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran. The average American doesn't understand that. So I don't remember the words she used. It was probably a bigoted statement about Muslims, but the end result is Valerie Jarrett was born in Iran. And, oh, I know what it was. She said something about her being Muslim Brotherhood.
Correct.
Well, she was born in Iran, and her family is powerful in the Muslim Brotherhood. Those are facts.
Right.
Then she talks about George Soros being involved as a Nazi sympathizer somehow.
Which he was.
Which my understanding is he was. My understanding is he was a young boy.
Look at the 60 Minutes interview. We don't have to speculate. You just go to the 60 Minutes interview that was done.
Well, then the press is lying again, because the press said today, and I remember who it was probably the New York Times or Washington Post, they said how absurd her comment was because he was a young boy when the Nazis took power.
He was 12.
He was 12 in a concentration camp, and my understanding is he absolutely
Democrats want 12-year-olds
turned in,
to vote.
He absolutely turned in Jews who wound up being
right.
punished or killed.
Exactly.
Right. So
no,
what she said
no
was basically
mistake.
True about him.
Don't make no mistake about it, because he wouldn't have had, he had no regrets for doing what he did. That's what he told.
So let me get a little education from you. I didn't watch his 60 Minutes.
Oh,
I've never watched it. So he admitted on 60 Minutes
correct.
For being like a tool of the Nazis to turn bad Jews in,
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
He admitted that.
Yes.
So what is it about what Roseanne said in that respect that was wrong? The answer is nothing. But the media's already tried to cover it up and make like that is a lie. He was a young man. He had nothing
debunked.
To do.
I'm sure he did. Debunked. I'm sure it was debunked. They always say debunked.
Yeah, well, if he said it on 60 Minutes, there's nothing debunked about it. So,
no.
Interesting. All right. So, look, just the one thing I want to make clear is nobody around me is ever going to say something that some black person looks like a Planet of the Apes. That's a horrible thing to say, and no conservative should ever say it. And if you say it, number one, you're an idiot. Number two, you're racist. Number three, more importantly, you bring disrepute on the entire conservative movement for your stupidity. Simple as that. Roseanne is not to be pitied today.
But
Roseanne is the dummy.
But the accusations of racism have to go both ways.
Right,
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Is there only one white Hispanic in this whole entire country, and then would that be George Zimmerman? Because that's the only time I ever heard the term white Hispanic ever used. Now, are all the Hispanics white Hispanics, or is it just George Zimmerman?
Well, I'm sure Marco Rubio is a white.
Here?
I'm sure Marco Rubio would be considered
but
a white.
How do we know that? I mean,
by Democrats.
I've never heard that term before.
No, because
it means convenient.
Right.
To make the Hispanic guy into a white guy?
Because it means an Hispanic who votes Republican, who seems like a conservative.
So George Zimmerman and other Hispanics
and
can't exercise their white privilege. This is how curious, or powerful rather, race is. And this is why the Democrats use it as a tool. When they, in their own party, Louis Farrakhan, he's a racist.
Right.
But
no kidding. Keith Ellison's a racist.
Of course he is.
Saturday Night Live is a bunch of racists.
This is why the right people on the right in power must. You know, I watched 5 minutes of The Five today. I turned it off because they were all apologists. All apologists to the
left.
Well,
I'm putting Roseanne down. She needs to be put down.
Of course. But also the argument is the other topics. This should not be a conversation that we have had now for, you know,
the whole
half
show.
An hour.
The
correct.
Whole show.
Should not.
Right. But it is. That's the reality.
Set the narrative. And the narrative is all that matters.
Well, look, I open the show by telling everyone about Roseanne, but then immediately going to Tommy Robinson here. I'll read it. Tommy Robinson and UK protesters flooding the streets and protests all over the world. And hundreds of FBI agents vow to expose Obama and Comey. And London, the Langley spy ring, the roots of Obamagate become clearer. And Trump hammers Mueller and his team of 13 angry Democrats in epic tweet storm. And 8 people killed, 25 wounded in Chicago, right? I said those should all be huge stories. I mentioned the liberals blaming Trump for the awful photos of 2 kids in a cage, but it turned out it was Obama who was president. Well, the 2 kids, the 2 migrants were in a cage. More than 3 in 4 GOP voters approved of Trump's handling of immigration. And, of course, the new ads for the midterm are about MS-13 killers. So I mentioned lots of things that would have been the top news stories if not for Roseanne. But you have to budge to reality. This is the biggest news story in America tonight is Roseanne. I want to get ahead of it. I want to stay ahead of it. I'm not gonna sit here and ignore it, because that would just not make sense. I'm always honest with the people listening to my show, and I think that's why they like me.
No, absolutely, but I think that this story is going to carry on. They are going to milk this,
of course, right.
Until November.
Yeah, of course. Well, look, anyone who thinks
that's all they got.
Anyone who thinks Republicans and Trump are racist has now been rewarded, and now for the rest of their lives, every time you bring it up in a debate, Roseanne, that proves you're all racist. You're all racist. They've got nothing else. Nothing. War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare, sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance completely unaffordable. And even if you have it, it covers almost nothing. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online, libertyhealthshare.org. Thanks for sponsoring the show. Thank them, by the way, for signing the front of the check and making sure this show is on the air. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, let's get back to Megan. We did not talk in depth at all about this whole issue with, what is it, Tommy Robinson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have no idea who the heck he is or what it's about. I got an email just now that the story is basically this. Tommy Robinson was arrested for covering the trial mm-hmm. of Pakistanis accused of enslaving and raping young British girls. Mm-hmm. And he was across the river with his camera aimed at the courthouse. And I guess he had been in jail for making anti-Islamic statements before. And they threw him in the worst hellhole in all of London. And the guards looked the other way while Muslims beat him and beat him unmercifully. And when he got out of prison, they told him, don't ever, you're not allowed to ever, ever, ever mention anything again about your dislike of Muslims. And he stood in front of the courthouse and said, here's a trial with Muslims on trial for rape of and transportation, human trafficking of little girls. Police came and arrested him for doing that because that, they claim, violated his parole.
Correct.
They brought him to a judge. No lawyer was allowed to defend him.
Correct.
The judge gave him 13 months new sentence that night on the spot in like a five-minute trial with no lawyer present, and he's back in prison again.
Correct.
Then they issued a gag order on the media. No one's allowed to talk about it in England. No one. So in America, people are freaking out, but no one in England maybe even knows about it.
Right. And this
How
is like
crazy is this?
Yeah, this is a death sentence. And Tommy Robinson did a lot as far as Brexit and also pointing out the Islamization of the UK. But now we have the hate speech police that have taken over the UK. So it's okay if you preach, you know, out of your mosque.
Iman, yeah.
If you're an imam.
An imam. And you, mosque.
Yeah, and you call for jihad.
Yes.
Totally fine.
Murder people.
Yeah.
Yes.
But God forbid
you offend someone with your words.
Right.
God forbid you speak the truth, by the way.
Right. And so there were men, I think there were up to 13 men, and I'm not certain of that number, but a high amount of Pakistani men, immigrant men, who ran these rape gangs.
Right, they called them grooming.
Grooming.
Yeah. And, like, reporting on that makes it a crime?
Basically.
In England, that's the crime. Reporting on it is a crime.
Raping
little girls isn't a crime. Reporting on it's a crime.
Right.
And, by the way, they have a right to put a gag order. No one's allowed to mention you've been arrested. So can you imagine if stormtroopers knocked down my door and dragged Wayne Root away because I said, I do not want tons of Muslim immigration to the United States because they don't assimilate well and many of them are violent and they're all on welfare. If I said that in England, the stormtroopers would break my doors down, cancel my show, take my family's income away, this show would be gone, and they would bring me to prison, and without a lawyer present, sentence me to prison. In the prison, guards would look the other way while Muslims beat and kicked me, and I assume maybe even raped him, and would look the other way.
Well, welcome to the Democrat Party if they ever get control.
Right, exactly. That's what would happen to radio talk shows.
I mean, look at Mayor Khan. You know,
right.
First Muslim mayor
of
London.
And now they lead the world in acid attacks.
Oh, terrorism is just parcel for, big cities. Really? Well, the big city of London didn't have these terrorist attacks and acid attacks and knife attacks and van attacks.
And 40% murder up.
Yeah, just, I don't know, a few decades ago.
Now, keep in mind, it's bad enough to say murders are up by 40% and murders are becoming an epidemic and acid in the face an epidemic and knifings are an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the fact that your city is the greatest, strictest gun control place in the world, so no one could get a gun and yet murders are up 40%?
Right, because you can get machetes.
Right. And in Chicago, you can't get guns, but you can get guns.
You can get guns.
Of course, I'm saying you can get guns.
Yeah.
I'm saying strict gun control doesn't mean you can't get guns. In England, it happens to, I guess, because the whole England is an island, basically, and if they ban guns, and no one has guns.
How many MS-13 gang members or other gangs in Chicago do you think is going to line up when they sign, the gun registry? Turn in your weapons. Do you think those guys are lining up? Register your weapons.
I'll tell you what.
Guys are lining up?
They shouldn't line up in America either.
Well, no, but
no,
I mean,
because no, let me tell you a story. I've got it here. I'm trying to find it. Hold on. This is a great story. Here it is.
Okay.
In Bakersfield, California, famous farming rancher family. Famous. Okay, they supply all the potatoes to Frito-Lay.
Wow.
And he had a gun. And it was modified. And he brought it to the police department. And they came back in a day with a SWAT team and raided his house and found, accused him of 12 felonies for possessing assault rifles, silencers, and multiverse burst trigger activators. His name's Kirschenbaum. Kirschenbaum in Bakersfield, California. Jeffrey Scott Kirschenbaum. Secretary of State's office lists Kirschenbaum as the CEO of Scott Kirschenbaum Farms, the local grower known for its potatoes used by Frito-Lay to make chips. So if you go and it happens to be a gun that they think is on some list that they don't like, you're done.
Welcome to California.
Yeah, so isn't gun control great?
This is what they want.
He's never done anything wrong to anybody. Why should you arrest him?
Because he has guns.
Go arrest a criminal using a gun or a knife or acid.
And probably he's a Republican contributor.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Bad stuff. When we get back, Newsmax TV, 2 hours tonight. Special edition of Newsmax TV.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.